From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mizan Sid Hamed reports for Documented New York that the sheriffs of Albany and Rensselaer counties are treating immigrant detainees in very different ways. Sheriff Craig Apple of Albany County is making every effort to grant immigration lawyers access to detainees. Sheriff Patrick Russo in Rensselaer County does not believe that arranging lawyers to help immigrants is his job. Russo said, and I quote, "They're treated like any other inmate," end quote. The Rensselaer Sheriff has entered into a 287G agreement with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency that deputizes his staff to enforce immigration law. Apple in Albany County took immigrant detainees into his jail in part, he says, to get them better treatment. Apple said, and I quote, "You see some of these horrifying photos of tent cities, people with Mylar blankets and penned in cages," end quote. The immigrants cast into two facilities 10 miles apart are subject to the luck of the draw. Vanessa H. Merton, director of the Immigration Justice Clinic at Pace Law School, said, and I quote, "It's very unequal," end quote. She added, and I quote, "Depending on where ICE puts you, there's a broad variation in access to representation and to other tools as well," end quote. Russo's operation is not very clear. Sarah Rogerson, the director of the Albany School's Immigration Law Clinic, said, and I quote, "We have zero transparency about what's going on inside of Rensselaer. We have no idea if people are being transferred there, what they're doing with them, or whether or not they have access to counsel. That has been a persistent problem," end quote. Read the full story in Documented New York. Stephen Williams reports in the Daily Gazette that heavy rains this week may have reversed drought conditions, but they have also released many, and I quote, "combined sewer overflows," end quote, into the Hudson River. After a dry spring and early summer, the National Weather Service reported 3 inches of rain fell July 23rd just outside of Albany, with reports of up to 6 inches in the northern Catskill Mountains. A flash flood watch continues for western Albany County, western Greene County, and western Ulster County through July 25th. The U.S. Drought Monitor was listing most upstate New York as, and I quote, "abnormally dry," end quote, before this week, but all the moisture from the Atlantic Ocean falling in the area should change that. Steve DiRenzo, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany, said, and I quote, "If we can get a few inches of rain this week and put some water back in the ground, we may get out of this deficit," end quote. Heavy rains always lead into combined sewerage overflows into the Hudson River, and this week has been no exception. There was a 10,000-gallon discharge into the Hudson River in Glen Falls, and the cities of Troy and Rensselaer were also reporting they anticipated sewerage flowing into the Hudson. According to the Poughkeepsie Water Pollution Control Plant, 118,200 gallons of untreated waste spilled into the Hudson River. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. After the July 18th New York Times editorial, and I quote, "John Faso is race-baiting his opponent," end quote, the Kinderhook Bay's first-term Republican congressperson responded with a letter to the editor. In the July 20th response, Faso says it was unfair for the Times to write that Faso's opponent, Antonio Delgado, is, and I quote, "unfit for the office because he had a career as a rapper," end quote. Because, and I quote, "I never said that. I did say that he is obligated to explain what he meant by the songs he wrote, which denigrated our nation and the free enterprise system and often glorified pornography and drug use," end quote. The Times editorial says Faso is counting on constituents in New York's 19th congressional district to be bigots because of several recent statements, not just the attacks on Delgado's over a decade-old hip-hop album. Faso favors stricter standards for food stamp recipients because he said, and I quote, "virtually every drug dealer they arrest has got a food stamp card in his pocket," end quote. And he is also running advertisements promising to, and I quote, "keep MS-13 out of New York," end quote, with photos of ominous-looking tattooed Latino men. The Times editorial said, and I quote, "Faso seems to feel more comfortable exploiting painful racial divisions than talking about his votes in Congress," end quote. Faso wrote in the letter to the editor, and I quote, Delgado also uses many phrases derogatory to women in law enforcement. One can only imagine what your editorial board would say about me had I uttered the same words as my opponent has. Richard Brodsky, a former state assembly member, said in the Albany Times Union, and I quote, "The best you can say for John is that he is becoming a fellow traveler in modern racial and cultural divisiveness," end quote. Michael Gormley reports in Newsday that on July 23rd, Governor Andrew Cuomo pardoned 7 immigrants facing possible deportation. Cuomo said, and I quote, "At a time when President Trump and the federal government are waging a war on our immigrant communities, New York stands firm in our belief that our diversity is our greatest strength. While President Trump engages in policies that rip children out of the arms of their mothers and tries to ramp up the deportation of New Yorkers to advance his political agenda of hate and division, we will protect our immigrant communities," end quote. Immigrants in question have past criminal convictions for theft and drug possession, but have done nothing wrong recently. Lawyers believe that taking away the convictions that were the basis of deportation should remove the threat of deportation. But the story says, and I quote, "The federal government hasn't always agreed to ignore a past crime, even if it was pardoned," end quote. Read the full story in Newsday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.